It's Friday the 13th of September and I'm Tonata Kavila with your 1 p.m. news. The Namibia Revenue Agency has begun pilot testing the one-stop border post at the Trans-Kalahari-Mamuno border posts. The initiative, in partnership with Botswana, simplifies the clearance process for travelers and goods by using a single border facility. According to NAMRA's Manager of Strategic Communications and Stakeholder Engagement, Tonateni Shidudu, the goal is to reduce transit time, lower business costs, and improve trade and travel efficiency between Namibia and Botswana.
This strategic development signifies an important step in strengthening the bilateral relations between Namibia and Botswana while fostering regional integration, enhancing customs operations, and boosting the competitiveness of the Trans-Kalahari Corridor. We therefore encourage all stakeholders, including travelers, transport operators, clearing agents, and businesses to familiarize themselves with the new procedures and take advantage of the improved services available at the Trans-Kalahari one-stop border post.
The Namibian Ports Authority has handed over container operations at the new container terminal in Walvis Bay to Terminal Investment Limited, a subsidiary of MSC Mediterranean Shipping Company. Starting on the 1st of October, Terminal Investment Namibia will manage the terminal for 25 years. The move is targeted at improving operational efficiency as well as increasing revenue and cargo throughput. Here's NAMPORT CEO Andrew Kanime with more.
This is one of the critical steps that we are actually taking towards positioning Namibia to become a regional logistics hub. So one of the greatest benefits is that this concession enables us to become a transshipment hub on the west coast of Africa. Bigger vessels coming from key international markets, carrying cargo that is destined not only for Namibia but for markets like South Africa, will then be dropped in Walvis Bay. And then smaller vessels will then come and pick up this cargo, which will then take it to its final destination.
Condolences are pouring in for anti-apartheid activist and former South African minister Pravin Gordhan, who died aged 75 after battling cancer. Former public protector Tulima Donzela praised Gordhan's role in strengthening democracy and elevating SARS. President Cyril Ramaphosa described him as a beacon in the fight against corruption. Ramaphosa's spokesperson, Vincent Magwenya.
Pravin Gordhan's personal sacrifices and his endeavors and achievements in various sectors of our society endowed him with the insights, empathy, and resilience that fueled his service to the nation.
Senegal's president Bassirou Diomaye Faye has dissolved parliament in an effort to consolidate power and implement his reform agenda. According to Bloomberg Africa, polls to elect new lawmakers will be held on the 17th of November 2024. And one of Europe's largest retail food chains, Spar, has scored a major legal victory against the Hungarian government. The European Court of Justice ruled that Hungary's price control policies violated EU competition laws.
Under Hungary's price capping decree introduced in late 2021, food retailers were required to sell essential goods at fixed prices in stock double inventory. Initially, the food price cap applied to sugar and flour, but was later expanded to include eggs and potatoes. Retailers were forced to sell these items at least 15% below their purchase price or face fines. Spar, an Austrian retail chain, contested a fine for not meeting stock levels. The EU's top court ruled in Spar's favors, which could result in other retailers having their penalties overturned. Pablo Gutierrez, Budapest.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.